The pageantry and positioning of both political conventions is behind us, and the campaigns are heading into the stretch. Joining now to talk about what to expect from the candidates in the weeks ahead are a couple of Boston boys, Republican strategist Todd Domke and Dan Payne, Democratic media consultant and former Kerry advisor. Gentlemen, thanks for being with us.
Good to be here.
You are both joining us, of course, from the studios of member station WBUR in Boston. Todd, let me turn to you first. I refuse to say bump, but how much of a lift do you think President Bush is going to get out of the convention this week?
Given the momentum he had going into the convention, given the favorable reception generally to the main speakers, I would expect that he would have, finally, maybe a lead over Kerry that might be said to be outside the margin of error. But if he is, in fact, you know, 4 or 5 points up, that would be considered quite something, given how close this race has been so long, and given the conventional wisdom that it will remain close to the very end.
Dan Payne, that struck you as right?
Not entirely. Kerry had a terrible August, so it doesn't surprise me that he'll be behind Bush, and I would expect Bush will be ahead perhaps by a half a dozen, maybe even 8 to 10 points.
Wow, that does raise expectations maybe much more than the Bush campaign would like to see.
Of course.
But there is that feeling of momentum, and I think it registers in that Republicans and conservatives are generally happy after the convention, and Democrats are worried, and there are reports of anxiety in the Democratic camp and calls for Kerry to shake things up.
Mm-hmm. Do you anticipate a shakeup in the Kerry campaign? I mean, last time he did that, he began to win.
I think the problem is Bob Shrum, who has been the media guru and the strategist. The problem is the lack of message. A sign of that is that Bob Shrum, who's in charge of creating the advertising, has to answer for $100 million worth of ads that basically had next to no effect for Kerry. And, you know, his tendency to come up with new bumper sticker slogans every day, but not to really help provide Kerry a message. So if there's to be a substantive change, mm-hmm. it will be to bring in a James Carville or a John Sasso or somebody who really has the power to say, okay, we're doing things very differently in the remaining 2 months.
Well, one of the things that Kerry did in August that I believe stalled his momentum, as he was standing on the edge of the Grand Canyon, he said he would vote exactly the same, knowing all that he knows now, to go to war against Iraq. That's the first thing he's got to fix. He's got to put air between himself and Bush on Iraq. And the other thing he needs to start to do, which is to sustain an attack on Bush that's consistent day after day. One day they're on health care, the next they're on jobs, and then they're on intelligence failures, and maybe there's some reference to Iraq or even Vietnam. And they're all over the place. And finally, I'd say that what Kerry needs to do is to demonstrate or prove how genuinely radical the agenda is of the Bush White House. They are not mainstream anything.
We are told that soon there will be a meeting, perhaps more than one, between James Baker representing the Bush campaign and Vernon Jordan representing the Kerry campaign to talk about the debates. What do you think the American people are going to wind up with, 1, 2, or 3 debates?
I don't think the Bush camp has the feeling that it might have had a long time ago, that Kerry is such a great communicator that you really want to limit the debates to just two. After all, Bush was considered the victor over Al Gore in all 3 debates. And Kerry, having had the problem of not yet having this clear, compelling message, they might be looking at him as someone that they'd like to see under greater scrutiny, to see that contrast with the president on these issues.
Dan Payne?
I think Kerry will, and his handlers, will push for as much of a wide-open debate as they can get. They want as much spontaneity built into the debate as possible, and Bush, on the other hand, is going to want structure and tight times, and he's going to want questions that he can anticipate, probably from reporters rather than audience members. So each side tries to sort of play the formats to their best advantage. I just hope that Bush will agree to what the Presidential Commission has asked for in terms of a number of debates, and let it go forward, because everybody says the debates are going to be crucial in this campaign. So let's have as many as possible.
We're speaking on a weekend when a lot of Americans are catching up with the news of the illness of President Clinton and bypass surgery. If he's not able to be on the campaign trail, does that represent any kind of reversal for the Democrats?
It does hurt in terms of his not being on the stump, but also I would say it hurts to the extent that he might not be able to help with strategy. I mean, he loves strategy. He showed he's good at it. It wasn't all Carville figuring out the winning formula. Clinton's instincts are second to none.
I think you'd have to assume that he'll be wheeled out, if necessary, to do political events for John Kerry and the Democrats. One of the things Bill Clinton was brilliant at was repelling attacks. And he used to say, whenever he got attacked, which was often, "This isn't about me, it's about you. They're trying to stop you from getting the things that I want for you." It's that kind of skill that will be missed if it's not available to Kerry.
Dan Payne, Democratic media consultant and former Kerry advisor. Todd Domke, Republican media strategist. Thank you both, gentlemen. Talk to you later.
You're welcome.
Great to be with you.